similarly, a bullying minority in a diet, parliament, or a Scotch dinner would be prosecuted for treason to the most sacred institutions when fists or flying inkwells replaced rhetoric. That the mere suggestion of such a law sounds ludicrous shows how remote we are from civilized institutions and hence how gradual should be our departure from the severity of judicial homicide. I say gradual, and I do not mean standing still. For there is one form of barbarity in our law that I want to see mitigated before any other. I mean imprisonment. The enemies of capital punishment, and liberals generally, seem to be satisfied with any legal outcome so long as they themselves avoid the vicarious guilt of shedding blood. They speak of the sanctity of life, but have no concern with its quality. They give no impression of ever having read what it is certain they have read. From Wilde's De Profundis to the latest account of prison life by a convicted homosexual. Despite the infamy of concentration camps, despite Mr. Charles Burney's remarkable work, Solitary Confinement, despite riots in prisons, despite round of escape, recapture and return in chains, the abolitionist's imagination tells them nothing about the reality of being caged.